It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon, and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be here entertaining you on this and every Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920. That's 920thejersey.com if you want to stream us online. Use those smartphone tune-in apps to hear us on the go. And don't forget social media, at KJPGA on Instagram and Twitter. Hit me up on LinkedIn. Happy 4th, everyone. Great job there, Al. Welcome back. Hopefully you had a great week.
I practiced this week.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well,
good job hitting that post, too.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love me a little Tom Petty. Yeah. Of course, this is our 4th of July preview show next week on Wednesday. We've got that 4th of July holiday coming up, and I threw on a little American Girl there by Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. Just a, you know, all those barbecues are going to happen this weekend and on Wednesday and on next weekend. Being out at the club, there's going to be some music playing, and you're going to hear that song at some point, and just takes you back to those days when you were a kid and you were at a barbecue and you were just enjoying all the sun and the fun and family time. And you know, Al,
yes,
I'm thinking about this for a second.
Go ahead.
I love myself a good barbecue.
Me too.
And we've established over the months that I like things like lobster and other sorts of fine cuisine.
I've heard that.
All right. What is your favorite barbecue food?
Be free.
Free. If it's free, it's for Al. Yeah. No, if it's free, it's for me.
If it's free, it's me.
Yeah. I think barbecue, the taste of barbecue is one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
No, and seriously, I'm a hamburger guy. Throw a little, you know, bacon, cheese, then it becomes a bacon cheeseburger guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You have just whet my appetite.
I figured that.
But let me set the scene for you, Al.
Please.
So on the 4th of July out at Springdale, we have an event called the Firecracker. And we'll have over 100 players, probably 110 players playing. And as they wind up their last couple holes, we're going to have a huge 4th of July barbecue afterwards. So there's going to be this smell like wafting through the landscape.
I see the smoke.
Through our 100-acre wood, right? Oh. All the way from the clubhouse up to the tower, and it's going to smell like barbecue, and you're going to know it's just fantastic. Mm. It's the good U.S. of A., right?
Yep.
It's going to be an awesome day, and it's just one of those, another really, really unique, fun Springdale times. And speaking of fun, unique Springdale times, tonight is Topgolf night at the club.
And what is that?
And I have to make sure I say top, when I say Topgolf, that Topgolf. It's a hyphenated word. It's okay. Not actually together because Topgolf itself is trademarked. So just think of me as someone with a hyphenated name, you know, Topgolf in there. And so Topgolf night, what we're doing is that every Friday night at the club, they usually have a themed dinner. We've talked about this before, like Lobster Fest and all these other great ones. But tonight, Topgolf night, we bring the food and the drinks out to the practice range, to the driving range, and we create our own social golf fun experience. And as the director of fun, this is something that is very, very near and dear to my heart, to do such a thing, right? It's really, really cool. So tonight we're going to hang some lighting out there, you know, some very, 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 we're just going to really set a nice setting of a little extra lighting outside. And then we're going to play some music. Certainly, we're going to play some Tom Petty.
I bet.
You know, because of the 4th of July holiday. And it's a beautiful night. It's a little warm, but it's going to be warm till late. And it's going to be light out to about 9 o'clock. So starting at 6 o'clock, we're going to have this Topgolf night where everyone can have food. They can have drinks. They create a table with their friends. And then every once in a while, they can go up, hit some balls on the practice range towards some of our targets. And we've got some really, really fun targets. Some live, some not live.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be really, really cool. We've got trash cans out there, pool noodles. We've got all sorts of stuff on the range for people to hit balls at.
Now I'm concerned. No gophers will be harmed during this event, right?
No, Al, this is Princeton. There'll be no animal issues
Okay.
whatsoever.
No tigers.
None to speak of. Yes.
All right.
So Oh, definitely no Tigers. Okay, yes. Good. None that they're aware of, at least. Okay. So we're going to have everyone coming, having a good time. We sold out the event. It's going to be fantastic. Tons and tons of fun. Yeah. And, you know, I'm belaboring this point because this is one of the most fun nights at the club.
It sounds like it.
Everyone that's coming tonight is coming to have a good time. They're not worried about a score or this or that. They're worried about, you know, can I get a gin and tonic and can I get some, you know, your bacon cheeseburger? Mm. Can I get some sliders? Can I, can I have some fun with my friends? This is going to be tons of fun.
Alcohol and golf clubs.
What could go wrong?
Can't be better.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. That's actually the title to the foreword of my biography.
Is it?
Yes. So.
Wait, I have that trademarked.
Hey, you can't be the only funny one. All right. I heard you earlier.
Okay.
Favorite food, that's free. Right.
You are the director of fun. I forgot.
Yeah, you're right. Giving it to me. So one other thing this week at Springdale is that we started junior golf this week. So congratulations to Darren Bolton and Robbie Fenton, my two assistants who are back listening in the shop right now. They started junior golf this week and started to train the next generation of Springdale golfer how to play and how to act on the golf course. And they use this really, really cool curriculum called Operation 36. And if you haven't heard of it before, you got to look it up online, folks. If you're into golf or if you're running a golf course and you really want to try to, you know, get the kids involved in golf, this program called Operation 36, started by a couple PGA professionals down in North Carolina, is really neat. And the premise is that they want you to play 9 holes from a short amount of distance and be able to score 36 or better. So we start the kids at 25 yards. And that might not sound like much, Al, but there's still the bunkers are out there. They still have to putt well. They have to do it. So we had the kids out there this week, their first week. We trained them for 2 days, and then we put them out. They all took their test on Thursday, and I'm happy to report that many of the kids, including one young gentleman, Mr. Tyler E., made a hole in one.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, from 50 yards away. He had already passed a 25-yard test, so from 50 yards, he knocked it in the hole. I think it was a 9-iron. It was unbelievable. The call came in over the radio. He won a car. It was great. Huh. And so we were really, really excited to get junior golf started this week. And we have the next 4 weeks after this of junior golf coming, and it'll culminate late in the year or late in July with family night. And we'll talk more about that when we get there. But it's just been an exciting time at the club. The summer weather's here. The Tom Petty's playing. Our song of the week, of course, is American Girl. Top Golf night. So I'm just really excited about where golf is. We're done with the U.S. Open. We're kind of in this lull before we hit our last two majors of the year when it comes to men's professional golf. And today, I'm excited to say that we're going to have on the executive director of the New Jersey Golf Foundation, and his name is Chris Hunt. Now, believe it or not, Chris is on his way here to the studio. Something happened on the way that he got here. He was traveling Route 1, Al, and he texted me and he said, "I'm stuck in traffic."
Nothing new there on one.
Interesting. Yes.
We know that, right.
So I think he's spending a little too much time on the practice range with kids and with the military and with the Special Olympics, and he's not on Route 1 enough, right? Mm-hmm. But he's going to be here, come flying in any minute. And then after the break, we're going to bring on from the New Jersey Golf Foundation our great friends and super sponsors, a gentleman by the name of Greg Angelillo, who was the foundation president from 2011 to 2016. And these guys do tremendous work in growing the game and doing a fantastic job of getting the word out there about golf and everything. And if it wasn't for what they do, you know, how many of us, like myself, would be as involved in golf? You know, to be excited, like, it's an exciting day today. Tiger Woods got off early this morning. He's playing down at the Washington, D.C. event at the TPC Potomac, and he shot 65 this morning. So even though that wasn't on TV coverage, you know, everyone knew it was happening online. Social media was blowing up. And usually I'm checking my phone in the morning or my computer because, people are interacting with me. What's the show going to be about today? What's the song of the week? They get all, you know, kind of geeked out because it's Friday. And of course, you know, I'm a geek, so I'm already there for them. And so it's just really, really cool. And I'm watching Tiger go through this. And yesterday he kind of, you know, was treading water. He shot even par. But today he shoots 65 and he's jumped up into the top 10. So he'll make the cut to the weekend. He's down in the nation's capital. Right. It's 4th of July. There's a lot of cool things going on there. Yeah. It's really, really neat. The LPGA has another major this week. We have So-Young Ryu and Brooke Henderson. They're both leading out at Kemper Lakes in the KPMG major that's out there. And what's cool about the KPMG, like PGA Women's Championship, is that it's sponsored by my brethren or my fraternity, the PGA of America. So we've got Tiger playing in one place. We've got the ladies playing out in Chicago. So we've got a lot going on here. And, you know, it's just really, really cool. And, you know, it's summertime. It's hot here in Central Jersey. I was teaching out on the range this morning. You know, I'm sweating. I'm enjoying it. People are grinding, working on their game. It just couldn't be any better in order to, you know, really try to put us in a position where we could start talking about growing the game and all the fantastic things that the New Jersey Golf Foundation is doing through their programming in order to basically get New Jersey in a position where golf is as popular as soccer or baseball or whatever it may be. And one of the really neat programs that they're in support of is this PGA Junior League. So PGA Junior League is something that started about 5-6 years ago. And it's basically, think of Little League Baseball, Al.
Right.
Okay. Another 4th of July type thing. Little League Baseball. And it's Little League Baseball for golfers, right? It's a league. They wear jerseys. They're having a great time, right? The kids are out there. They're playing on a team. Mm-hmm. There's a number on the back of their jersey. So now they've kind of followed a successful blueprint of maybe like a soccer league or a junior basketball league or a junior baseball league. And now Springdale has its own team. And I bet you couldn't guess the name, so I'll just tell you.
Yeah, I can't.
It's the Little Tigers.
Oh, there you go.
Huh. How about that? You know? Robbie Fenton, their team captain, right? We've had 3 matches so far this year, and they're 3-0, and that's just, it's unbelievable. They're having a great year, and their former captain the last couple of years, Darren Bolton, my other assistant professional, he himself was, I think last year he was 4-0, and the year before he was like 3-1. So they've only lost like 1 match in the last 3 years,
wow,
which says a lot about the type of curriculum we're using at the club, like this Operation 36. So a PGA Junior League child needs to be 13 and under. So we're not talking about 17-year-old kids here as combatants. And it's really, really cool to have these kids go out and compete and have fun. And it's just, you know, they're having the greatest time at the club. And what's most unique about that is that it has kids now choosing golf in the springtime months over baseball or 13 months straight of soccer or, you know, their ninth travel lacrosse league or whatever it is that they want to get in. And it's making golf a lot more popular. And, you know, one thing for sure that's making golf a lot more popular, and that's our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. So I am very excited to see what happens here during the break, Al, as we reach out to not only the former president of the New Jersey Golf Foundation, Mr. Greg Angelillo, but to see if their executive director, Chris Hunt, finds a way to tackle the traffic of Route 1. We're going to send you out to a little Tom Petty here, right, Al?
You bet.
Love it, right there. It's barbecue time, folks. Happy 4th of July from Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. We'll be back in just 90 seconds.
Celebrate July 4th by teeing it up at your local golf course while supporting an incredible cause. Independence Day marks the inaugural New Jersey Golf Foundation Day, where golfers statewide will have a chance to participate in exciting events and promotions. Proceeds from the day will support the New Jersey Golf Foundation's dynamic lineup of golf programming for youth, military veterans, and individuals with special needs. Help us make a difference while positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf. For more information on NJ Golf Foundation Day, contact your local PGA professional.
You ever sit back and think, man, those guys at Fox are having fun?
Crazy for fun.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, we are. From our jokes.
What do you call a singing laptop? A Dell.
To the topics that make you go, what the?
Are you kidding me?
The fun we have is all for you.
the fun.
On Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
When she was an American girl, raised on promises.
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't help but thinking that there was a...
Al, turn it up. Come on. It's summertime. It's the 4th of July. It's Springdale Golf Live. It's a Friday afternoon. And thank goodness...
It's going to give you the opportunity to sing over it.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have.
My singing doesn't need to be any louder. But we now have a full house here on Springdale Golf Live for our second segment. At this time, I'd like to welcome in two different gentlemen. And the first one is the executive director of the New Jersey Golf Foundation, Mr. Chris Hunt. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Keith.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and we're glad you made it off of the treacherous travails of traffic that you experienced there on Route 1. And we also have another gentleman on the line live, and that's Greg Angelillo. Greg, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Keith. Thanks for having me on.
Well, here it is. Right now, Al, we have the brainchild of the New Jersey Golf Foundation from 2011 to 2016. Now, Greg's still on the board, but he was president during that period, and Chris is still the executive director. But during that time, the New Jersey Golf Foundation just went bananas and grew and grew and grew, and they've helped grow the game. And what I want to do is I'm going to start first with Chris as their lead programmer and, you know, the man in charge. Chris, tell me a little bit about it, just like in the last 5 years, how much has this foundation, this phenomenon grown, and what's the groundswell like these days? So what's going on? Tell me more about the New Jersey Golf Foundation.
I think what started out as a youth-based golf charity, when we added our other two pillars, our second pillar, which is special needs and inclusion, and then the work we do with our military veterans, I think that's where we went full circle, and it went from just being a youth-based golf charity to adding the other components, which made us all-encompassing, and that's really when we picked up and started to take off. A lot of our PGA members got behind it, and you know, as a club professional, you have all types of members, families, individuals that play, and the more inclusive we can be and the more people we introduce the game to, the better off we all are in this industry, and that's really what this foundation has allowed us to do.
Well, I tell you, the work that you guys do is just amazing. Every day I see another tweet or an Instagram message, or, you know, I get an email from the foundation as a New Jersey PGA member, and I'm just always just taken back about how you guys continue to extend yourself and how you continue to really engage the New Jersey golfer. And there's one gentleman in particular we have on the line who is a New Jersey golfer. So my first question to you, Greg, would be, you know, you're a very good golfer. You're a member of a club. How is it that you get involved with the New Jersey Golf Foundation, and why is it so important to you?
You know, Keith, it was important to me when I realized that this game is about giving back and not taking. There was a kind of a moment in time when I turned in my 40s that I thought, you know, right now I've accomplished some things in golf. I had a previous life as a golf professional, so there was some passion behind what the Golf Foundation was doing, and this seemed like the perfect way for me to get involved and really promote the game to people that probably would never be introduced to it. So you know, for my seat, it was an easy transition. I was going to be involved with something that I loved a lot. And, you know, the Golf Foundation, the New Jersey Golf Foundation, just it had a home presence for me. I was attached to the PGA professional, and I really felt I could make a difference, and that's why I got involved.
Well, you know, that's such a great story. And during your time of being president, the foundation really grew, and it went from this, I know Chris always calls them pillars, so I'm going to refer to him now because he'll be able to more eloquently explain them than me, but it went from basically this youth-based golf programming where you have golf in schools, which has, you know, like 120,000 kids involved in the state of New Jersey, but then you brought on these other pillars. So talk to me specifically, Chris, about what are the three pillars and what is the kind of, briefly, the focus of each?
Well, you did mention youth, and the Golf in Schools program is our largest outreach program. We're in, like you said, we're in over 200 elementary and middle schools throughout the state with over 100,000 kids a year learning the game of golf in their physical education class. That's what it started as. When we added our second pillar, which was diversity inclusion, or we call it special needs here in New Jersey, same thing. We had a long-standing relationship between the New Jersey PGA and Special Olympics New Jersey. They were a corporate partner of ours back when the clam bake was giving to a local charity before the foundation existed. So it was an easy transition to roll in that under our foundation.
Okay.
And our work with L's for Autism and different schools in New Jersey that help students that are on the spectrum, those two components alone really took off really quickly, and we were doing things already. So it was an easy add. Adding something to our veterans came about in 2014 with the addition of PGA Hope, Help Our Patriots Everywhere. It's a program run through the VA, the only VA in New Jersey that has the inpatient and the therapeutic aspect of it is at Lyons, New Jersey. So they have a driving range on property open to the public. The veterans come down once a week and work with our professionals. It's been a seamless transition.
Yeah, I love when I get reports on that program in particular. It just looks like the PGA professionals, of which I'm one, just look like they are having the most rewarding experience working with our military on a driving range, you know, teaching them the game of golf and kind of sharing with them the joy that we have. But speaking of sharing joy, so we're going to go back here to Greg Angelillo, former president of the New Jersey Golf Foundation, still a board of director. Greg, in your 5-6 years that you were president, what was one of the most rewarding moments that you got to experience as part of, you know, the New Jersey Golf Foundation?
God, there are just so many moments that I can remember, and I think I would take it in two parts. Being involved in the youth programs and seeing the kids react to the golf professionals and the instruction, there were so many kids that were, you know, just seemed to like never have a chance to swing a golf club or hit a golf ball. But during the Golf Classic, which we host at Baltusrol Golf Club, we do a little clinic for special needs kids beforehand. And I just remember, you know, one kid who was from South Jersey who, you know, had never hit a ball before. And you know, you tee it up for him and he's sitting there and he just takes a swing, and somehow he delivers that club right to the ball. It goes up in the air, and the smile was from ear to ear. More importantly, you see his parents smiling too. It was like one of those moments that struck me as, like, we are making a difference, as little as that is, like hitting a ball in the air. It actually made that person's day. So on the sentimental side, that was one of the great things that I saw. But on the, you know, the foundation side, I think the opening of the building at Fiddler's Elbow, the New Jersey Golf Foundation offices, was an incredible undertaking by all the people on the board. And finally to have a place where we can go and have our offices and have a place where we can do instruction, bring people to and show them that there is actually some credible evidence that, you know, we are doing stuff here, and this is where it all kind of comes out of. So that was a great moment for me to see that happen.
I can remember when you all moved into the new building and you actually had a home and a place that, like Fiddler's Elbow, that was just so supportive of the programs that Chris and his team want to run. I knew that that was a huge home run and that was really going to take you guys to the stratosphere. And, you know, one of the things is that programming costs money, or, you know, you have the Golf Classic, and the Golf Classic is now in its 12th edition. It's played at Baltusrol Golf Club. And Chris, are there still some spots available?
There are spots available in the morning shotgun on the championship lower course. So we have an 8 a.m. shotgun to go along with 2 in the afternoon, and there is availability in that morning.
Okay, and then now this is one of the major fundraisers for the New Jersey Golf Foundation. So if you like kids and veterans and golf, and you want to get this chance to play the 2016 PGA Championship course, it sounds to me like, you know, look up the New Jersey Golf Foundation online and, you know, register for this event, because they still have some spots available. It's not that easy to get on Baltusrol Golf Club. So, you know, I think that that's a huge reward. It's a win-win for someone that wants to support the foundation and wants to play one of New Jersey's most iconic courses. But now, one of the reasons I wanted to have you guys in here this week is that it's 4th of July next week. And our song of the week was Tom Petty, American Girl. And we always do a theme for each week with a song. And America, or the USA, and the foundation, it seemed to me like when I read through this as a PGA member, that you all, as a group, the foundation, is starting a New Jersey Golf Foundation Day, and you're partnering with, on the calendar, the 4th of July. So Chris, you know, we're here with Chris Hunt, the executive director of the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Chris, tell me about, you know, the story, you know, the brief story behind New Jersey Golf Foundation Day and how it got partnered with July 4th.
Sure. We are really in the middle of a long-term strategic planning session. And one thing that came out of that was how to get more clubs, more PGA professionals in our section involved and knowledgeable of our foundation. And one of the things that came out of that was, let's pick a day during the year. Let's call it New Jersey Golf Foundation Day. And let's ask the golf professionals at each of the facilities to do something to raise money and awareness with their membership or patrons. And 4th of July being, you know, PGA Hope, our work with veterans, it's obviously a day in the summer that fits well with golf. Clubs are active. So we picked that day. And so far, the feedback has been good. We are having clubs that typically don't do anything for the foundation or don't raise money that have come forth and raised money and are going to raise money. So again, I think the awareness aspect is just as important as the money, because a club with 200 to 300 to 400 members, if more and more of those members know what the Golf Foundation is, chances are they're going to get involved either voluntarily or financially in the future.
So, you know, you talk about awareness. And one of the things at Springdale is that they've become big proponents of the foundation, the members there. And, you know, I've taken it upon myself to make them more aware. But once they became aware, it was just such an easy way to get someone motivated behind what it is that you and Greg and your leadership does with the three different pillars and, you know, the kids in the golf and schools and all these different programs. So what we're going to do this week is we're just going to collect a little bit of money while we have our firecracker event, you know, which will have about probably 100 to 110 people play on 4th of July morning. And we're going to collect some money from everyone just to say, hey, you know, here, give us $5, $10 a person. $10 a person is $1,000 that I could turn over to you and Greg to run these programs, because the programs themselves are fantastic and they are consistent and they're running them all the time. You don't get to 120,000 kids in golf and schools if you're not running something 24/7. And we get that. And the Golf Classic at Baltusrol can only go so far as to raise money. So I know I've made some calls to the local pros. And, you know, I wonder, you know, Greg, I'll go back to you. What do you think they could do up at a place like Baltusrol with two golf courses on the 4th of July to try to help us out? Have you heard of any, you know, plans up there of what they might do for New Jersey Golf Foundation Day?
Yeah, you know, it's a busy time at Baltusrol, as it always is, but we're going to be hosting the U.S. Junior Championship, the Junior Boys Championship, the week of, boy, what is it, the week of the 19th, I believe. So the third week in July, we'll have over 100 juniors, their parents, and all their high school and college coaches out there walking around the golf course. So that being said, July 4th is always a traditional day for the club. I know that they have implemented this NJGF Day, and they'll be collecting $10 from each member for that, for that day that we're doing up there. And I think the other thing that Ball Patrol has always been charitable about is thinking about the golf pros there, is that they've always run marathons up there, and that's a 100-hole marathon where they get members to sponsor either per hole or just a lump donation. And it's been one of the most successful things. They really embrace it. They create a Twitter site around it, so you know what they're, you know, what hole they're on, what they're making, how many birdies they've made, you know, all the little funny stats that go along with that day. So it's a mission that, you know, Ball Patrol has always given back to the game. They do it in many different fashions, and I do believe the New Jersey Golf Foundation is one of the things that we think about as a foundation we want to support.
Well, you know what? Baltusrol has always taken a leadership role in the state of New Jersey in golf, and I'm so happy that you're there and you all are taking a leadership role with the New Jersey Golf Foundation support. And one last thing here. I'm going to turn it over to Chris. Chris, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, website, give them to me right now so the people out there can try to play in the Golf Classic or volunteer for you or learn more about what it is you all are doing.
Twitter, we're at NJGF.
Okay.
Website is New Jersey Golf Foundation, njgolffoundation.com.org. Sorry.
.org.
njgolffoundation.org.
Facebook page? No.
Yeah.
Instagram?
Yeah. You can go to the website and you can click on the link for all of them.
All right. There you go. Good answer right there. Hey, Greg Angelillo, congratulations on qualifying for the state open.
71.
Oh, man.
We here at Springdale.
You know, that's where I learned to play the game. At Montclair Golf Club, I always tell people I had an over-the-fence membership there for a long time. I caddied there for 12 years. I was a member there for a little while, and I am thrilled beyond belief to go back to where I learned this great game to play in the New Jersey State Open. So thank you very much, Keith.
Well, hey, you know, nothing slips by us here at Springdale Golf Live, and we were so proud and honored to have you on our show because, you know, I personally support the New Jersey Golf Foundation, and I know how hard you have worked over the years and doing what you did to put them in the position they are now. So thank you very much, and thank you for being on Springdale Golf Live.
Thanks, Greg.
Mr. Chris Hunt? Go ahead, Greg. Sorry. All right, and Mr. Chris Hunt, can't thank you enough for being here. I know your time was a little shorter than you wanted it to be, but...
All right, we'll come back.
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to have you guys back right before the Golf Classic, you know,
sounds
which is cool.
Me.
So I hear the Tom Petty in the background, which means that Al wants me to start saying my goodbyes and my thank yous. So certainly I'm going to thank you, Al, for sending me off. I'm going to certainly thank the Springdale Board of Governors for all their support and obviously our listeners. I'm heading to Springdale. Where are you headed? Well, let the tower be your guide. And from Ocean City, Jersey, all the way out to Oregon, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
Been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.